Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. This is Livia Ko reading For What It's Worth by Ro-Yu Wong, published in Capilano Review. I want to say it's the sleep that hardens us. One too many gas stations and southern states and cities counted in capital. I want to say this is a pit stop. Humidity smokes us into the ground, but only until we start saying we're men with places to be. Rattling the car compartments until 3 coins tumble out. I spend the last of our money on a 6-pack of toothbrushes, water bottles, plums. That's all I think about now, Georgia and their peaches. Your face still bruised pink with sweat while the convenience store AC blows a halo over your head. I say your name. I say sweetheart. The big city sweet spot, the hitchhiker, the slowdown. You say everything back, 2 stones in your throat like a shallowed out well. You could say we're still running, on East Coast time, 3 hours more than we'll ever need, driving past those miles between the closest interstate line and another room with a light switch, the half-dying fields unspooled past us, streetlights enclosing the empty stretches of asphalt, fencing us in. Or angels, or a prayer, and the darkness outside is just construction for the next greatest light rail. Not first, but still second best. When you turn up the radio, the melody has already faded into white noise. Instead, I tell you a story. I loved you when we were 15. You watching reruns of an 80s show with your dad on the pull-out couch. And you came to me like that, your arms a failsafe tightened around your body, afraid to be afraid. Sometimes I tell myself you're a beautiful person. Sometimes you are. Thank you. This is Livia Ko. And that was For What It's Worth by Ro-Yu Wong, published in the Capilano Review.